Frednet's On Deck pregame show interview, Wednesday night in Salem. Frednet's going for win number 5 in a row tonight against the Sox. Eric Bock joined by Merrick Baldo. Finished last night's game quick and easy, 1-2-3 in the ninth. Merrick, you last year, I think, gave us probably the most interesting pregame show interview. So we had to talk to you again. Obviously, the season's off to a good start, but how you doing? How's the season been so far?
I'm doing well, man. Happy to be back in Freddy. I mean, Salem's also a great place to be, you know? So I'm excited to be here. I love the team. I mean, we're doing well this year. The bullpen's doing really well. I mean, our hitters are doing great too. I mean, let's go for 5 in a row and make it 6 after that.
And your role this year, I mean, your role last year was a late inning guy. Sometimes it was the ninth inning, usually more like the 7th or the 8th inning. Recently, it's been pretty much the 8th or the 9th exclusively. Is that a role that you enjoy?
Yeah, I love the end of the game where the adrenaline's pumping and, you know, it's the game's on the line. That's the most exciting part of the entire game is the last 6 outs, last 3 outs. So why not be a part of it?
You found a way, not only this year, but in previous years too, to wiggle yourself out of some late game situations like that. You have been at your best when the pressure's been at its highest. How are you able to compartmentalize that and mentally just really lock in when you absolutely have to?
That's a great question. I mean, ever since I was in high school, I've always been put in situations that are like necessarily uncomfortable for most people, but I like those situations because that adrenaline, there's nothing like it. You're not finding that anywhere else, driving a car or just sitting at home. You're not finding that adrenaline. Like, it's that moment. It's a make or break situation. It's you versus the person in that box. And it's fun. I mean, when you find the competition in that and you find the fun in that, it's not as stressful as like some people may think it is.
I want to ask specifically about one game, last road trip in Fayetteville. One run lead, a lot of traffic in the ninth, but it's still a one run lead with 2 outs, bases loaded, 3-2 count, strike 3 to secure, it was at the time the first road win of the season for the Frednats. I mean, that's like the situations you dream of as a kid, right?
I mean, for the hitter, for sure. I mean, for the hitter, yeah. I mean, if he gets a base hitter walks there, he's living his best life. Right. But for me, I mean, I'm hoping I'm not walking that many guys a lot. But yeah, that game was an interesting one. I was able to fight through it. Didn't have my best stuff, but definitely was able to fight through it and had my team out, had my back with all the rest of the outs. Wasn't punching everyone out, but getting outs in any way I could.
Okay, let's go back to the offseason. Anything interesting happen? I mean, you're a guy that loves herpetology, loves kind of like the more nuances of life, right?
Yeah.
Anything interesting going on in the offseason that you would like to share?
I built a custom-made bioactive vivarium, or terrarium, basically. So it's for my crested gecko back at home. It's a 24 by 24 by 36 tank that he now lives in, like a little piece of the rainforest, basically. So I built a whole terrarium for him with like its own ecosystem. So living plants, there are isopods in there, also known as roly-polies. Isopods, the cleanup crew. Springtails, also the cleanup crew, of the little tank. So when he poops and all that kind of stuff, mm-hmm. I don't have to clean it up. Like it's in the ecosystem. It's part of nature. So I built like a little slice of nature for my lizard this off season. It took me like 3-4 months.
Wow.
But yeah, it's a beautiful little ecosystem I built for him. My dad's taking care of it right now, and he sends me pictures, and my gecko's loving it. I'm seeing behaviors that I've never even seen before, which is really cool.
Such as?
When I had him in the other tank, it wasn't as big. I think it was like a 12 by 18 by 24, but a lot of it was like soil because I had a waterfall in it at when I first built it. So now, like, since the tank is so big and he has about 2 feet of like vertical climb space, mm-hmm. he like will hide under the moss when he gets too hot, or like he'll go into this little like tunnel I built for him and just poke his head out and just watch me when I'm like doing stuff in my room. Like, he just does cute little things that are just funny.
Where does one begin when they're trying to endeavor to build such a device?
The internet and YouTube. I mean, I've been seeing videos of people custom building terrariums for a couple years, and I've always waited for the time that I had enough money to truly invest and do it properly. So I built up over a few years of the stuff that I needed, and then it was finally time. Once I got that spray foam in that tank, it was over. It was time to build that tank and see what I could do.
Love it. Merrick Baldo with us here on Frednats on Deck. Last question. You got yourself a championship ring from last year, obviously, with the Frednats. That was a team that had a really strong bullpen. This bullpen is the best in the Carolina League, second best ERA in single-A baseball heading into play tonight. What is the secret to the bullpen's success?
grit and determination and wanting to be there, you know. No one's going to go out there and help you throw the ball over the plate. So if you're pounding the strike zone, not walking people and just staying aggressive, then that's what our bullpen's been doing. So that's what we can do.
Simple enough. Merrick Baldo here on Fred Nat's On Deck. We knew it was going to be good. It didn't disappoint. Thank you, Merrick.
Thank you.